an easy start would just be to tell us, yeah, how you personally as an individual got interested in the topic of migration. And perhaps Alison, you'd like to offer us an intro to that.
Yes, thanks, Jason. I have been thinking about this, and actually I think for me it's quite difficult to disentangle migration from an interest in identity and diversity. So my interests here stemmed, well, from the start of my teaching career, really, and my PGCE when I was really interested in what we then all called multicultural education, and then teaching in a very diverse school where I was head of department really got me thinking about the history I was teaching and how the students I was teaching was making meaning of that history. In my classrooms in that school, there would be very recent immigrants and less recent, very diverse in terms of kind of international spread, although a lot of children from the Indian subcontinent. And it just kind of really brought home to me how this curriculum that we were teaching, which was a curriculum we've been teaching for quite a while. I mean, this was in the 90s and didn't really change much in, well, has it even completely changed now from the time of the first national curriculum in 1991? And I was just quite uncomfortable about how this history was being received and how children were making meaning of it. But I guess the final thing for me was, and this was when I moved into academia, that this interest in identity for me has always been an interest in multiple identities. So people and personal stories that in some way complicate a sense of simplistic national identity for sure. But fundamentally, I'm interested in identity and identities and the relationship that has with the study of the past.
And Tony, I'm guessing with the battle of Britishness that identity features quite highly in your own interest as well.
Thanks, Jason. And yes, I think following on from Alison, I think with me, it was more sort of personal family history to begin with. Though my parents weren't migrants, some of my grandparents were, and many of the people I sort of grew up with or friends of family, relatives were migrants or forced migrants, refugees from Nazism or from Eastern Europe earlier. And that's sort of, I suppose, made me think growing up in Manchester in the 60s of belonging, not belonging, and being really interested in sort of that sense of local and national sense of who was part of the nation, who wasn't. And it was something that right from the start, I wanted to study the history of migration. And that wasn't an easy thing to do. I ended up going to Sheffield University, which was one of the few places in social history where you could study the history of migration. And that's something that I've worked on ever since. And it's been a sort of challenge for my own perspectives. That I worked on different migrant groups, particularly Jewish history, but other groups. But increasingly over the last 10, 15, 20 years, over the history of refugee movements, which is especially, I think, complicated and neglected in the history profession. So I think, as with Alison, it's been sort of encouraging to see some sea change in attitudes within the academic world towards migration. I remember some of my early interviews when I was looking for a permanent academic job and I was on sort of temporary contracts, and having quite senior academics tell me at interviews when I got that far that, well, Britain doesn't have any migration, but we have made good progress. And I think it's the most important thing is that it, rather than just being a sort of a private interest or something that you might, you know, do at the weekends, that it's regarded as understanding who we all are by looking at migration rather than just the minority groups as a whole.